Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for August 15th to the 21st, 2015. This week, Israeli troops killed two Palestinian civilians at military checkpoints in the West Bank. In the meantime, Palestinian political prisoner held by Israel wins freedom after 65 days of hunger strike. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, Israeli troops attacked anti-war and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank villages using live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMEMC's Salam Qumsiya has more.
On Friday, protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and the Nabi Saleh in central West Bank. Anti-war and settlements protests were also organized in Kfar Qaddoum in the north. In Kfar Qaddoum, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Moreover, Israeli soldiers in a Nabi Saleh village attacked protesters before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, in Al-Ma'sara, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and buttons. No injuries were reported. Earlier in the week, residents and landowners of Beit Jala near Bethlehem protested on their lands. Troops attacked the residents, injuring one man and detaining two others. On Saturday, army bulldozers starting to uproot hundreds of olive trees owned by local farmers to make a way for the separation wall. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Qumsiya.
Palestinian political prisoner Mohammed Allan will be freed as soon as he recovers following 65 days of hunger strike. IMEMC's George Ishmawi with the details.
Israeli Supreme Court cleared the way on Wednesday for the release of Palestinian prisoner Mohammed Allan, whose two-month hunger strike might have left him with brain damage. The ruling said, quote, "At the current stage, in light of the hunger striker's medical condition, the administrative warrant is no longer in effect," unquote. The health of Allan, who has not eaten since June 16th, to protest his indefinite incarceration under the administrative detention has worsened since Israel passed a law last month that allowed the force feeding of hunger strikers. Following the court's ruling, Allan ended his fast and is currently subjected to intensive care at the Barzilai Medical Center in Ascalon. Allan refused offers from the Israeli military to end his hunger strike in exchange of an immediate release and deportation outside of Palestine. He also rejected another offer to release him at the end of the current administrative term in early November. He insisted to be immediately unconditionally released, a demand that almost cost him his life. Allan's fast underscored the problems with the recent Israeli law that allows the force feeding of hunger strikers in extreme cases. The law was not applied in his case, and its future remains uncertain. Doctors at Barzilai Medical Center refused to implement this law on Allan, saying that this law violates the oath they made when they became doctors. They also refused to check him until he approved that after the court ruling. The head of the Palestinian Detainees Committee, Isa Karaka, has reported Thursday that the health condition of Allan is still considered serious but is gradually improving. On his part, Eli Ben-Dahan, Israel's deputy defense minister, said the court ruling hurts Israel's security. He told the right-wing Israel's Channel 7 television after the ruling on Wednesday, quote, Surrendering to the extortion of a single prisoner is giving a prize to terrorism and will only lead to mass hunger strikes of more prisoners, unquote. At least 8 Palestinians in Israeli prisons have been released in recent years after lengthy hunger strikes. In the past years, Palestinian prisoners fasted to enhance living conditions in prison. However, this move, which was started by Khadr Adnan, who was released after he fasted for 55 days, encouraged many others to fast, demanding the end of unlawful administrative detention. For IMEMC News, this is Joel Krishmau.
This week, Israeli troops shot and killed 2 Palestinian civilians at West Bank checkpoints. In the meantime, 9 Palestinian refugees are killed in sea near Turkish shores. IMEMC's Ali Talhami reports.
At least 9 Palestinian refugees died on Wednesday after an overloaded boat carrying illegal migrants fleeing the Syrian conflict capsized off the coast of Turkey, according to media sources. Among the victims were women and children, news sources reported. In September of 2014, about 15 Palestinian migrants attempting to flee the besieged and war-torn Gaza Strip died after the boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of northern Egypt. Early in the week, a Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Saturday night at the Zatara roadblock south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The army claimed that the man stabbed and mildly injured a soldier. According to Palestinian sources, Rafiq Attaj, 21 years of age from Tubas, was shot with several rounds of live ammunition. Soldiers refused to allow Palestinian medics to approach him. On Monday, another Palestinian man, Mohammed Al-Atrash, age 26, was killed at Zatara checkpoint after being shot by Israeli troops. Troops claimed he also tried to stab a soldier. Israeli forces reportedly denied medical teams access to him, leaving him to bleed to death, a Red Crescent reported. Palestinian human rights groups say that 5 Palestinians were killed since the start of August. 3 of them were killed at checkpoints of the Israeli military. According to the Middle East Monitor, at least 23 Palestinians have been killed by the Israeli military since January. Also this week, Israeli military bulldozers demolished Palestinian homes and structures all over the occupied West Bank. On Monday, Israeli bulldozers demolished structures belonging to more than 20 families of the Jahalin Bedouin community in eastern Jerusalem. On Tuesday, more than 12 tents owned by Palestinian Bedouins in El Fasail area of the Jordan Valley were destroyed by the Israeli army. Later on Wednesday, Israeli authorities demolished 2 residential units in Jerusalem and Ramallah. On Thursday morning, Israeli troops demolished homes and agricultural facilities in Tubas City, northern West Bank. In the Gaza Strip this week on Wednesday, 4 Israeli tanks and 3 bulldozers entered border farmlands of Beit Hanun City, northern Gaza Strip. In the center of the strip, Israeli soldiers and military watchtowers opened fire on farmlands. Damage was reported, but no injuries. Israeli tanks and bulldozers often enter the Gaza Strip, violating the truce signed last August between Gaza's ruling Hamas party and Israel, following the 51-day Israeli war on Gaza that killed over 2,200 Palestinians. For IMEMC News, this is Ali Talami.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 15th to the 21st, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.